Good evening and welcome to the 2024 Homecoming Crowning Ceremony. And this year's freshman attendants are Jasmine Welling and Braylon Dilworth. Jasmine is the daughter of Tom and Jevelyn Welling and Stephanie Welling. She is part of the Fort Curry High School Choir and a member of the Chess Club. After high school, Jasmine hopes to go to nursing school. Braylon is a son of Scott and Candy Dilworth. He's a member of the Fort Recovery basketball team and Spanish club. What Braylon looks forward to most about high school is basketball season. Our sophomore attendants are Kiera Stump and Brody Bargy. Kiera is the daughter of Justin and Pam Stump. She is part of the Fort Recovery Marching Band, FFA, Student Council, Spanish Club, and FBLA. What Kiera looks forward to most about high school is hanging out with her friends and going to all of the school activities. Brody is the son of Josh and Kate Webker. He is a member of the Fort Recovery basketball team and the FFA. Brody's most memorable moment of high school so far has been playing varsity basketball. That's Kiera Stump and Brody Bargy. The junior attendants are Jeanette Esparza and Ray Gruby. Jeanette is the daughter of Rosa Sanchez. She's a member of the FTA, Spanish Club, SAD Club, Youth Math Mentoring, Math Science Club, Drama Club, Choir, Art Club, Chess Club, Fort Recovery Marching Band Color Guard, Student Council, and TCG. Jeanette's most memorable moment of high school was going to competitions with the marching band and winning state. Ray is the son of Charlie and Karen Gruby. He is currently enrolled in TriStar for Manufacturing and Machining Technologies. He is a member of the Fort Recovery FFA, Vice President of Fort Recovery Pioneers Club, and a member of the Junior Fair Board. After high school, Ray plans to get a full-time machining position while continuing to work on the family farm. That is Jeanette Esparza and Ray Gruby. Now for the 2024 Homecoming King and Queen candidates. Anna Reisner and Caden Grizzy. Anna is the daughter of Matt and Angie Reisner. She is a member of the Fort Recovery Cross Country and Track Teams, a Spanish Club officer, National Honor Society officer, Student Council, FBLA, and Youth Group. After graduation, Anna plans to attend college to run track and study physical therapy. Caden is the son of Jesse and Tony Grizzy. He is a member of the Fort Recovery football and baseball teams, and Caden's most memorable moment of high school was going to state in baseball. That is King and Queen candidates Anna Reisner and Caden Grizzy. The next candidates are Bailey Mullenkamp and Gabe Kanapke. Bailey is the daughter of Doug and Janine Mullenkamp. She's a Fort Recovery cheerleader for football and basketball. She is also a member of the Spanish Club, Student Council, Art Club, FBLA, and president of the National Honor Society. The most memorable moment of high school for Bailey is getting coffee and going to El Camino with her friends. Gabe is the son of Ben and Tracy Kanapke. He is on the Fort Recovery football team, a member of FFA and FBLA. After graduating, Gabe plans to attend college where he will major in business. That's Bailey Mullenkamp and Gabe Kanapke. Next is Emma Will and Gavin Evers. Emma is the daughter of Chris and Kylie Will. She is a member of the Fort Recovery softball and golf teams, as well as the Student Council, Vice President of the National Honor Society, Spanish Club, and Senior Class President. Emma's most memorable moment of high school was being MAC champs in golf. Gavin is the son of Brad and Michelle Evers. He's a member of the Fort Recovery football, basketball, and baseball teams, National Honor Society, and FBLA.
member of the Fort Recovery football, basketball, and baseball.
After graduating, Gavin would like to attend college to major in electrical engineering. That is Emma Will and Gavin Evers.
King and Queen candidates Emma Will and Gavin Evers.
Our fourth set of candidates are Kayla Heitkamp and Mason Diller. Kayla is the daughter of Dave and Karen Heitkamp. She has been a member of the Fort Recovery volleyball team for 4 years, bowling team for 3 years, and softball team for 4 years. She is also a member of the National Honor Society, Art Club, Student Council, and Spanish Club. After graduation, Kayla would like to attend college and major in pharmacy. Mason is the son of Greg and Katie Diller. He has been a member of the Fort Recovery baseball, golf, football, and basketball teams. He is also in the Student Council, Youth Group, and Principals Committee. Mason's most memorable moment in high school was being part of the baseball state tournament this past baseball season. That is King and Queen candidates Kayla Heitkamp and Mason Diller. Last year's 2023 homecoming King and Queen are Tegan Fortkamp and Reese Evers, and they're present tonight to do the honors of crowning the 2024 King and Queen. Tegan is the daughter of Brian and Susie Fortkamp. She is currently attending the University of St. Francis, where she is studying nursing. Reese is the son of Craig and Sarah Evers. He is currently attending Wright State University campus, where he is studying mechanical engineering. In just a moment, Tegan will crown this year's 2024 homecoming king.
Tegan, do us the honor, and please crown this year's 2024 homecoming king.
Going to be Gavin Evers. Gavin Evers is this year's homecoming king, and Reese Evers, his cousin, will crown the homecoming queen.
The honors and crown this year's 2024 homecoming queen, Anna Reisner.
Anna Reisner is the 2024 homecoming queen. So that is the homecoming court. Congratulations to Gavin Evers and Anna Reisner for being crowned Fort Recovery High School's 2024 homecoming king and queen. And thank you for all your participation and attendance. A special thank you goes out to Kevin Will for his hard work and dedication in helping to prepare for the dance. Finally, thank you to the sophomore class and officers for their hard work in preparing all the homecoming festivities that have led up to tonight's game and the dance tomorrow night. Good luck to our football team. Go Indians.